Sit, stay, come, down. Basic commands every dog ought to know. But sometimes, in spite of careful training, a dog can forget and break from that training. It can be frustrating, sure, but trainer Bob Ryder from Positive Transformations says it's not so much that the dog is forgetting its training. It can be that he's trying new things.
Dogs that are bored or find themselves in a new situation, even if it's just a new situation from their perspective.
So if maybe a member of the family goes away or something and the situation is different at home, the vibe is different at home,
sure.
It's way different for the dog.
The people I'm with now have different body language and they come and go at different times and their tone of voice is different. Dogs who are willing to try new things are actually, I think, in better shape. They're probably the more
resilient.
The more satisfying pet to have than a dog who's just too nervous or worried or afraid of the consequences to try something new. It's helpful to remember that from dog's point of view, there is no good or evil or, you know, right or wrong. They don't have hardly any capacity for moral reasoning. Dogs can be counted on just to do what proves safe and effective to meet their needs or to get what they want.
Is it always the owner's fault when a dog who's been trained, either house trained or trained to do certain behaviors, suddenly that dog just isn't doing that anymore? Is it really the owner's fault?
Yeah, it's probably most helpful not to think of it in terms of fault, but just an opportunity to look at the behavior from a more thoughtful perspective.
Okay.
If a dog sees an opportunity to get a valued resource, whether that's some food or the company of another dog or the attention and interaction of the owner, if there's a way to make that happen, they're going to go right ahead and try it. And if it turns out, yeah, that worked. That made mom and dad look at me and talk to me. And
even though they yelled at him,
I think at least as often as not, it's probably, well, they're noticing me. They seem to be in a mood. Who knows why? But anyway, they're looking at me. So now we can work with that, right? As long as you're paying attention to me, now we can move on to something that will make mom and dad be in a better mood, right? You can chase me around the house now or something. I think maybe a more helpful way to talk about it, rather than calling it breaking training, is just innovating or feeling bored or frustrated, needing something that they don't know how to get, so they'll try some new behavior. Now, from our point of view, the behavior might be really inconvenient or destructive or really annoying, but from the dog's point of view, it just works. It gets me what I need. My point of view about a dog who's willing to try new behaviors is great. We have a confident, intelligent dog who's willing to, you know, go outside of their routine or even their comfort zone to get what they need. Now all we have to do is find a behavior or two that we can train the dog. This is the way that you get what you need, right? Don't worry. For example, a dog who starts jumping up all of a sudden. Lots of people don't like when a dog jumps up and bounces off their face. So the dog is, you know, hasn't done that much or at all since they were a puppy. And all of a sudden, now the dog starts jumping up. If they're bored or frustrated, you know, maybe the owners have them kenneled for a lot of the day and they need some interaction when they come in the door. Well, if the jumping up gets that attention, if the jumping up gets the people to interact, even if it's to say, no, no, down, down, the dog will keep that up. Much easier than trying to suppress that behavior is to teach the dog, hey, the best way to get me to look at you, the best way to get me to come over and play with you or throw the ball or clip the leash for a walk is go lie down on this mat. Soon as you do that, I'm going to come right over there, clip the leash, and off we go.
Is it hard to train a dog to do that?
No, it's not hard at all. There's a really simple sequence that you can walk through. First of all, put a mat down and just take the dog over there. Maybe, you know, lure it over with a few food treats and interact with the dog in a way that he or she really likes on that mat. Petting, scratching, lead the dog away for a moment, bring the dog back to it and start interacting again.
So the dog associates having some fun interaction with this particular mat.
Right. It won't happen in English the way I'm about to describe it, but the dog's brain processes that experience. Being on this mat makes you notice me. It makes you interact. This mat is like magic. If I go here, it causes good things to happen. So how much easier for the dog to do that than jump up? And of course, the other half of the equation is taking away the perceived benefit for jumping up. right? If the dog jumps up, if you want to lessen that behavior, make sure you don't give it any attention. Make sure you don't, you know, talk to the dog or look at the dog. Or even better, if the dog jumps up, you can gently lead the dog into their kennel for 2 minutes or so. A little time out so that the dog realizes, well, that didn't work. I wanted you to play with me, and now I don't get to be with you at all for a little bit. So it's just a matter of teaching the dog which behavior is likely to get them what they want.
Well, we touched on this a little bit earlier when we talked about, you know, changes in the household or how a dog perceives it. Do we see a lot of stress-related lapses with regards to dogs and forgetting their training?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the word stress. If the environment changes, if the relationship with their person or their people or their family changes, or their relationship with another dog becomes conflicted somehow, that becomes stressful. And dogs and people and giraffes and all living creatures become pretty motivated to find a way to alleviate excessive stress. You know, the dog's main caretaker has an injury. They broke their leg and they're in a cast, so they can't walk as much. Now the dog is getting less exercise and they're frustrated. And the dog is bored and needs something to do. Well, boredom is really stressful. Well, when dogs experience that kind of boredom or frustration, all of a sudden, well, maybe chasing the cat would be fun. I need some outlet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that breaking training? No, I would just say that's a dog looking for some other way to meet their need for exercise and mental stimulation. Nothing about that would make me think, you know, this is a bad dog. This is a dog who knows better. This is just a dog who's being innovative and finding some way to meet a need that's not being met anymore.
When we're socializing our dog and we have a nice, nicely trained up dog and we go to the dog park and there he is hanging out with that Lhasa Apso and that German Shepherd who tend to lead him astray and he starts losing his lessons, so to speak. Does socializing ever impact our dog being led astray from his lessons?
Yeah, I think dogs can very easily learn
bad habits from each other.
Well, they can easily learn behaviors that we like or dislike from other dogs. There's no doubt about it. If my dog has pretty good manners and pays attention to me nicely, and generally when they see another dog, she can take it or leave it. She can either go over and say hello if I give her permission or keep walking with me if I ask her to do that. If I give her access to playing with other dogs in a group, and she gets the opportunity to experience this really great excitement of rough and tumble play, and sometimes she has to be a little aggressive to get another dog to leave her alone. Sure, those behaviors can easily carry over into other contexts. So I think there's a lot to be gained by being really selective about which other dogs you invite your dog to associate with and for how long, and how excited and animated you let the play become before you have everybody take a break and settle down and learn how to pay attention even in that really excited state of mind. There are no good dogs or bad dogs. There's dogs whose behavior is amenable to us, and there's dogs whose behavior we would like to change to something that works better, something that's more cooperative.
That's dog trainer Bob Ryder from Positive Transformations. If you're thinking of adding a dog to your life, then consider The Animal House Pet of the Week. It's Jade. This shepherd mix is just 1 year old and is full of spunk. Eager to please, Jade loves to play to burn off energy and would be happy to take a walk or two with you to help you burn off some energy too. You can find Jade at the Humane Society of Central Illinois. I'm Laura Kennedy.